We have a couple of moments now for some of your email, and there's been quite a bit about our political coverage in these final days before the midterm election. First this, from Brendan Wolf of Fairbanks, Alaska. Your interview with Democratic Senator Robert Menendez on Tuesday surprised and impressed me. Wolf goes on to say, I'm very critical of NPR News' coverage due to the ongoing liberal bias, but if NPR consistently held Democrats and liberals' feet to the fire, like you did with Menendez today, and not just Republicans and conservatives, then I would be happy to donate during Pledge Drive.
Our interview with the Republican candidate for California Governor Meg Whitman prompted criticism from Daniel Nosbusch of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. He called it frustratingly biased, from the trivial way you belabored her voting history to the negative characterization of Meg investing her own funds in her campaign. Nosbusch adds, I found Ms. Whitman's answers poised and thoughtful, despite the gotcha tone by the interviewer.
But Barbara Bellorier of Santa Rosa, California, felt differently. Thank you, she writes, for being the only interviewer I have heard actually press Meg Whitman for complete answers on why she has not voted for years. And she adds, thank you for asking the questions in a way I would have liked to myself.
Now on to some lighter material.
Pictures in my email. I sent this girl a picture of my hey. I don't know what it is with females.
I realize that the program's mission is to consider all things, but Taylor Swift and Kanye West, that message from David Van of Pittsburgh, echoed sentiments from several listeners.
My interview with Christopher John Farley discussed the well-publicized spat between the pop country singer and the hip-hop star and how it may have boosted both of their careers.
Certainly, the controversy can get people to listen to it, get people to talk about it, but if you want to have a career over time, the songs have to be worthwhile. And for both these artists, critics generally agree, the songs do work.
But David Van didn't think they were worth our airtime. He says they're both overproduced non-entities, trilling conventional inanities worthy of the 1910 Fruit Gum Company or the Andrews Sisters or a 100-score vaudeville crooners. Isn't there more interesting music we might consider?
We'll work on that. Meanwhile, if you find our inanities too conventional, you can let us know. Send us a note at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.